Ben, this is James Martin Driscoll. You can Google my name and have some interesting results. That would be my full name, please. What is happening in all of the community in view of philosophy is predictable. If you watch a video, if you care, happening here is ages old. Web, link, https://u2.be/0oizmgeq298 title, Friedrich Nietzsche, How to Find Oneself. Existentialism. All of you are following a certain predictable course that winds up with me dead. You see, I am a targeted individual of something called and has a term stalking. And in the course to the definition, it is a crime. What is happening here is also a fact that in general you have diverted, withheld, or interfered with. This is a you plural, by the way, with my social services links to everything that there is that makes up our society. And you and ARPOs, LL, find the definition and explanation of that in the video that I just described and linked to. This is predictable. I talked to no one. I invited no one to my tent. I told no one where it was except for social services specifically. A sideline problem. This is described by Edward Snowden. A monitoring of my device. And the revealing of my location and then the theft of my tent are perhaps related. Becomes scary. I have to find any place to hang out for the night. What is happening is real. Open and read. Web. Link. https://www.mylawquestions.com/what-is-gang-stalking.htm. I am dead serious. I don an ARPOs to capture the seriousness of how this is affecting me in a full view by you all to not divert my services to some scheme that just shifts me from location services, housing, location services, housing, location services, housing, with no true grit of viable connection to sources of resources to get me out of the prediction. I and ARPOs, MNU and ARPOs, re going to have an unexplainable missing person, or you and ARPOs, re going to have a murder on the streets of San Bernardino. By way that this is a dangerous situation that I am in, and I wish you all people with capture the moment of how dangerous this is to me. The definition of what is gang stalking. This is found on the National Institutes of Health Resources healthcare related documents. This affects many people. Also has a family involvement, as I and ARPOs, am going to quote, defines as a crime, fact checked. Law fact checked. What is gang stalking? Maggie J. Hall, last modified date, April 23, 2023. Gang stalking refers to harassment and intimidation tactics used by a group of individuals against another person or toward a smaller group of people. People may initiate this type of civil offense because they are intolerant of another person for numerous reasons, which might include differing beliefs or lifestyles, jealousy, or racial prejudice. Stalkers generally design the covert methods used for psychological harassment to exact revenge, coerce silence, or cast out persons having opposing views. While gang stalking is considered a misdemeanor in some states, the offense carries felony penalties in others. You can find this also quoted. I should just thinking and reading the entire definition, please. The list of physical tactics used against victims generally includes stalking behavior and unwanted attention. The majority of persons under attack report that stalkers frequently mirror the victim's behavior. Gang stalking might include mirroring physical gestures or verbal comments. Many victims relay that gang members often enter or leave properties and other locations at the same time as the target. Victims also frequently report that stalkers often repeat private conversations occurring in a home environment or over the phone. Gang stalking targets might also experience hang-up calls or calls from wrong phone numbers throughout the day. Attackers may enter homes illegally or employ the assistance of the target's friends or family. In an attempt to confuse the victim or to cause them to doubt their own logic and reasoning, stalkers might rearrange or steal personal items in the workplace or home. Now on to the National Institutes of Health, NIH.gov, research on the subject. Before I get there, the Reddit post that is very important to understand. Web, link, https://www.reddit.com/r/stalking/comments/rin98/san_bernardino_police_department_allows_gang/. That title says the San Bernardino Police Department allows gang stalking. NIH.gov research appears April 2020. Web, link, https://www.ncbi.nlm.nih.gov/pmc/articles/pmc7178134/. Int J Environ Res Public Health. 2020 April 17, 7, 2506. Published online 2020 April 6. DOI 10.3390/IJERPH17072506PMCID PMC7178134PMID 32,268,595. The Phenomenology of Group Stalking, Gang-Stalking, A Content Analysis of Subjective Experiences. Lorraine Sheridan, 1, asterisk David V. James, 2, and Jaden Roth, 1. I and Arpos, M. Skipping down to Section 3.0 Conclusion. I believe my family is involved. And this is what the paper says. I have noticed this since 2005 and nobody is treated this seriously. 3. Results 3.1. Length of stalking. None of the writers of the narratives describe their experiences as having ended. All 50 authors stated or implied that they had been gang-stalked for lengthy periods of time, e.g., one mentioned being seen by 7 psychologists during the period of being targeted. Another described having been targeted whilst living in 3 different countries. The shortest case was described as having begun in the last few months, and the longest as continuing for more than 22 years. That is a statement of fact. 22 years for one case. Research mine continues to be since June of 2005. My marking date continues to be suspect of continuing, and because no one grasps the seriousness of what is happening. Ben, this is all a joke to you all. I don and Arpos, T think it and Arpos, S very funny when you find my body lying in the street somewhere shot up. I feel like I and Arpos, M being followed. And I feel very scared and I feel like none of you care, seriously truly care. I and Arpos, M sharing this to Lisa Hernandez of Adult Protective Services, and I and Arpos, M sharing this to my interface at SAC Health tomorrow for another housing placement resource, when I should only have to have one and I should have to have it urgently, a resource to get me off the street immediately. Jesus F asterisk 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 Christ, how do you get some help? Ben, the first thing to clarify is about timing. I am texting outside of the window if you don and Arpos. Do you want to read it until you and Arpos re on your time of your time, then wait and read it at that time? If for whatever reason my texting is disturbing you because of your notifications, mute my notifications for this time period so that they are not disturbing you. That is a level of standards that is applies, because it is now 7:35 PM and I and Arpos am down sitting at 35% charge, and I want to continue my introduction to you. This is about rights or the lack thereof, and what is called a new right in the document called legal capacity, and what is called disability inclusion and who is responsible for that. I will get into that in a minute. I am not going to specifically assign a time window for me to text you. No, you and ARPOs. Re going to sign a time window to read my text on a timely manner. And that is what I and ARPOs am expecting. Did you know that is a given and a right? Universal Declaration of Right Human Right that was enacted in 1948, I do believe. I have rights. Those rights are being intentionally violated. I can come here is beyond the reasonable doubt. Court level assigned testimonial proof. What right am I making sure I have with you here now? Article 19, the Declaration of Human Rights that applies to the United Nations and international law that we as the United States are a member of. There and ARPOs, s all citizens of the United States of America have this right under international law. Article 19, everyone has the right to freedom of opinion and expression. This right includes freedom to hold opinions without interference and to seek, receive and impart information and ideas through any media and regardless of frontiers. There is no time that that right is restricted or to be interfered with. That and ARPOs, SA clarification. The freedom of opinion is very important here. Even though the opinion may shine a light in a negative way upon you or control or upon you as a collective, you all as a role is irregardless, it is my right of opinion. And your reaction to it should remain neutral. Taking action because it passed a negative light upon you individually or you as a collective role is irregardless of this right. You can and ARPOs T deny me this right. This was enacted in late 1940s after the reckoning of a world war that we had known as World War II. Call me smart in a good way, but then again I took it in a negative light at first, and I and ARPOs am so not sure if I was right first time or something quite corrected or what. An ARPOs S standing I have currently with all of what I have to say with the right as my opinion to have my and to hold it sound and faithfully sane apart from the insanity that has happened to me and I have documented. Passion draws upon the fashion that an artificial intelligence known as Grammarly gave me the score. I passionate to try to save my life. I sent this to Elizabeth and now I have sent this to you. I would say that is a new score. I would say there is going higher. Qualifying round in a car race, top position in the qualifying round gives you what is called pole position. And as such, that really means that the entire race starts by the focus of the proposition person, and that is what should happen here. But will it? When a question is drawn, ought to seek, receive and impart information, a question posed in a certain dialogue, such as this is through any media, that person posing the question deserves the person receiving to answer that question. And any question, you know, that is a conversation, not a soapbox. I and ARPOs am here to engage a conversation. I and ARPOs am here to engage a secondary right that you may not be yet familiar with, even though it was signed by the Barack Obama administration in 2009. That is the rights of legal capacity and the recent focus on what is called disability inclusion. A CDC website documents kind of describes it. Web, link, https://www.cdc.gov/ncbdd/disability-and-health/disability-inclusion.html. Again, here a question again deserves an answer. Open that document and read it, please, and who and ARPOs S responsible for that to enable that right onto me between my case management, my healthcare, social services generally, Salvation Army specifically, and what does it say? I am afraid I have to close it because somehow you and ARPOs LL get the excuse of impression that you can and ARPOs T, because that is given you directions or policy that you can and oppose. T, link. That is a violation of the rights again. Severe detection and distraction of an interfering element I keep encountering over and over and over and over with everybody, which is not true. The latest incident that an oppose. S, extreme. Darcy, she is the floor manager, if you want to call it, for the CCRT. You should be aware of what that is. She tells me that she cannot wait to NIH.gov. Gov documents are public. Not only that, but it was specifically the leaking of the document I and Arpos am trying to share of above here that I think to earlier she said she could not link to. That and Arpos. S, not true, she lied to me. This led a few weeks earlier to events of a blood room in a motel room. That and Arpos. S, not getting to the visuals of that yet. When I was tasered out of the room, they sent me to mental evaluation at Arrowhead, which is a county resource and has county medical equipment stations. The exact counting system that is in Darcy and Arpo's S desk or whatever she uses, the same exact system. They of course had a watcher over me to make sure I didn't and Arpo's T get to harm myself. I was in the medical facility area when she asked me, did I want to watch a movie? I wasn't and Arpo's T sure what she meant at the time. But I answered her, yes, I want to watch a movie. Barring any difficulty in establishing a repurposing of actual medical equipment sitting right there at the desk, you know, in the town are there that I was in cubicle. She set aside the screen and logged into her login and opened YouTube. And started a movie. Darcy said she could N and Arpo's T access the internet. Darcy, being the manager of the CCRT staff that I was trying to get involved with resources on getting help. I seem to still having problem getting that committed help. And I wonder if you and Arpo's re going to respond, or if you and Arpo's re going to try to terminate my services and cut me to the curb and throw me out in the street. I and Arpo's am already in the street, and can and Arpo's T go much lower. A death is pending. That and Arpo's S, I guess, lower. This is extreme, Ben. I hope indeed you are following. Can you confirm you're following? I said to Google my name. My full name. You might find that interesting. Also might find, if you find out who I am and all of this, I own a school project online. It is a valid school assignment. On property sites, real estate for sale sites, there an Arpo's S like a feature called nearby schools. My entry appears for the area. Not only that, the entry it and Arpo's S part of my USPS business profile registration. That is because it is a valid option that is available as a mailing address. And further, this was wonderful to see. One day coming home on a Lyft. That is a service similar to Uber. I was upgraded to the free to luxury car status. Not only was it electric car status, but it was a Tesla. This has happened to me twice actually. Once my mom was in with me and I was coming back from a doctor and Arpo's S appointment. And it got upgraded luxury and a Tesla arrived and picked us up. When this happened to me by myself, the interior of the Tesla was strange enough to see, but was basically what it was. Instead of a small screen for the navigator, a very large installed in that car. That is because the Tesla itself can drive itself, and there an Arpo's S no reason to have a small screen if all the occupants want to watch a movie. When coming up to the address of my then house of residence, which is the restaurant address of a school, as I try to tell you. Priceless to the experience, I was telling the driver, of course. That is the house that my mom threatened my life, but guess this is what it says as the location within the navigator of a car known as a Tesla that can drive itself. Appearing attached to the address that I was going to. Even though this has been a location that you can assign to Postmates and various other things on the internet, this location marker is valid and the school is valid, and I have the right to disability inclusion that is Article 12 of the Convention for the Rights of Persons with Disabilities that was signed in 2009. and somehow that is lost. The location label at GrowUp.net Peacebuilding Headquarters is a location in a Tesla. I would also call that pole position as a qualifier. My housing requirements, wherever that might be, allows me and should allow me to have the address transferred to wherever that is. I and Arpos am transferring it to because that is my right. Web link /us/sand-bernardino/400-68,8,900,998,8,814/grewup-percent3a-great-reasons-us-will-unite-peace-percent3a-complete-worldwide-peace. Now Ben, I and Arpos am down to 26% for the night. My location services is turned off. I feel safe here for the moment, but I and Arpos am not sure. Anything that I am saying is subject to being monitored from the outside. Cause I am a targeted individual of gang stalking. These are reality that must be brought into my case management, but more important, brought to my healthcare. The CDC website documents on disability inclusion must be enforced. I insist. Web link https://www.cdc.gov/ncbddd/disability-and-health/disability-inclusion.html. Who would that be? What is disability inclusion? Including people with disabilities in everyday activities and encouraging them to have roles similar to their peers who do not have a disability is disability inclusion. This involves more than simply encouraging people. It requires making sure that adequate policies and practices are in effect in a community or organization. As that applies to my case management between you and Elizabeth and Salvation Army and myself, who exactly would that be? Here is an article on the subject of legal capacity. Web link https://hrlr.law.columbia.edu/hrl/introducing-a-new-human-right-learning-from-others-bringing-legal-capacity-home/. If you read that very carefully, sir, that is the law. That is United States. And that and Arpos, S.Columbia.edu. Introducing a new human right. Learning from others. Bringing legal capacity home, issue 49.3. Please respond professionally, adequately and appropriately to the role it and Arpos is supposed to play in enabling this right. The failure to which is life-threatening to fatal. If my rights continue to be violated, on to my death, the circumstances that were also enabled and enacted after World War II is United States Code Title 18 Section 242 Deprivation of Rights under Color of Law. And I and Arpos am going to quote it for you in full. The link I provide it and Arpos S from the source of the United States Department of Justice. Web link https://www.justice.gov/crt/deprivation-rights-under-color-law. Deprivation of rights under color of law summary, Section 242 of Title 18 makes it a crime for a person acting under color of any law to willfully deprive a person of a right or privilege protected by the Constitution or laws of the United States. For the purpose of Section 242, acts under and quot color of law and quot include acts not only done by federal, state, or local officials within their lawful authority, but also acts done beyond the bounds of that official and APO's lawful authority, if the acts are done while the official is purporting to or pretending to act in the performance of his/her official duties. Persons acting under color of law within the meaning of this statute include police officers, prisons guards and other law enforcement officials, as well as judges, care providers in public health facilities, and others who are acting as public officials. It is not necessary that the crime be motivated by animus toward the race, color, religion, sex, handicap, familial status or national origin of the victim. The offense is punishable by a range of imprisonment up to a life term, or the death penalty, depending upon the circumstances of the crime, and the resulting injury, if any. This is being conducted on a continuous non-addressable problem that continues to violate my rights over and over and over and over again, and I cannot seem to get up and over it for you to all get a clue to how serious of a crime this is. Title 18, USC, Section 242 Whoever, under color of any law, statute, ordinance, regulation, or custom, willfully subjects any person in any state, territory, commonwealth, possession, or district to the deprivation of any rights, privileges, or immunities secured or protected by the Constitution or laws of the United States, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 1 year, or both, and if bodily injury results from the acts committed in violation of this section or if such acts include the use, attempted use, or threatened use of a dangerous weapon, explosives, or fire, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 10 years, or both, and if death results from the acts committed in violation of this section or if such acts include kidnapping or an attempt to kidnap, aggravated sexual abuse, or an attempt to commit aggravated sexual abuse, or an attempt to kill, shall be fined under this title, or imprisoned for any term of years or for life, or both, or may be sentenced to death. A very serious crime. I am done for this evening. I expect some sort of immediate return for my effort here. Thank you. My appointment in the morning. Hi James, Carmen Cabrera is looking forward to seeing you in person on Friday, May 12, 2023, 10 a.m. 250 South G Street, San Bernardino, California. Masks are recommended for anyone age 2 and older. Understand when coming to a SACS facility, we are limiting individuals entering the building, allowing only 2 guests and APOs/s per patient. We are also limiting 1 adult per exam room at a time with the exception of 1. An adult accompanies a minor child 2. A disabled adult is accompanied by 1 caregiver 3. A trained interpreter may accompany a patient in special circumstances. Some of our APPTS require questionnaires to be filled out prior to your visit. Save time by logging into your MyChart account and completing e-check-in. Questions, text or call us 909-382-7100. To opt out, reply stop. Thank you. Down to 24% charge. My phone is being turned off. I expect nobody to come and bother. If they come and follow me, I will expect that they are here to harm me and I will fight to my death if necessary. I should have a fruitful and viable appointment tomorrow. I will again with the sharing of this messenger content, and proceed from there. Thank you, Ben. These are gray and dire circumstances. I expect professionalism from all persons everywhere. In disability inclusion gives me the right to share this link, and it is a part of my school and a valid link after all. Web. Link. Ding ding. Rang the bell. URLs in spoken voice narrative may have audio cue markup content delivered into this presentation. Please pass such content as you input this detail. Rang the bell ding ding. http://music.gruwup.net/don't-lie-2-me. It links to a longer YouTube playlist. It links. I will start there to familiarize why my productivity score that Grammarly issued me is 99% more productive than all Grammarly users. You think that an ARPOS? S bullshit. Rex. These are the text I just sent to Elizabeth. I said I was not okay. Is an ongoing drama.
Have a content update for SMS at this in the parent folder of the correct folder and IDON and ARPOS. T have time to move it. The archive of this SMS content is located at a public accessible folder and URL, web, link, ding ding, rang the bell. URLs in spoken voice narrative may have audio cue markup content delivered into this presentation. Please pass such content as you input this detail. Rang the bell ding ding. http://realityaudit.life. Yes, yes, gulp. Yes, you heard that correctly. /medical-mental-health-law-matters-standard-soft-care/disability-advocation-agent/adult-protective-services-lisa-hernandez-aps-900-961-58491-msg-052123-1.vzm.
You can open that up and use a utility to extract the text between less than body greater than message text less than slash body greater than. I and ARPOS LL just have down the entire file and read the entire conversation between body tags. When am I going to get any kind of assistance when I know I am being blackballed? I and ARPOS am going to have to hire an attorney. This appointment failed. Hi James, Carmen Cabrera is looking forward to seeing you in person on Friday, May 12, 2023, 10 a.m. 250 South G Street, San Bernardino, California. Masks are recommended for anyone age 2 and older. Understand when coming to a SACS facility, we are limiting individuals entering the building, allowing only 2 guests and ARPOS, S per patient. We are also limiting 1 adult per exam room at a time, with the exception of 1. An adult accompanies a minor child. 2. A disabled adult is accompanied by 1 caregiver. 3. A trained interpreter may accompany a patient in special circumstances. Some of our APPTs require a questionnaires to be filled out prior to your visit. Save time by logging into your MyChart account and completing e-check-in. Questions, text or call us 909-382-7100. To opt out, reply stop. This one can and ARPOS T fail. Hi James, will you please confirm your APPT on Tuesday, May 23, 2023, 10 a.m. with Deseri Salgado? Reply Y to confirm, R to reschedule. 909-382-7100. Reply stop to end MSGS. Thank you for confirming your appointment with SAC Health System Tuesday, May 23, 2023 at 10 a.m. 250 South G Street, San Bernardino, California. Questions? Text or call us 909-382-7100. To opt out of receiving text notifications, please reply stop. Where do I reach out for to get help? You are all snagged to do the right thing. Ben, I called you Rex in this transcript. Is the name of the licensed social worker that is stationed. I only have 7% left charge. Coughing through my message is trying to get this stated. I can and oppose. T believe you people. I called you Rex. He is the name of the licensed social worker that is at the community hospital that I have records for. That I want to get my file records from community hospital for my stay there, that it took me 3 times there to finally see somebody in social work, and she was only a master's of social work degree and not a social worker licensed. I need a licensed social worker. I need a licensed social worker. I need a licensed social worker. And I need to talk to my doctor and ARPO's office regarding the statement that this Masters of Social Work said to me that I am being blackballed. And I know that already, but I did not mention it. It was her terminology from her mouth that put it into existence. I and ARPO's am going to make sure it and ARPO's in the record on the file that I have. My prior visit, there has a doctor saying that my HIV referral is up to my primary care doctor. He said I should be able to see a social worker. And everybody is screening my visits over the saying that and ARPO's not what the social worker will do. This is like an inch by inch getting blood out of a stone. To make someone give or tell you something, when it is extremely difficult because of the character or mood of the person or organization you are dealing with, persuading Chris to buy a round of drinks is like getting blood from a stone.